It's an absolute pleasure to be joined in studio here by Maddie Murdoch. Maddie, you are with the Edmonton Riverhawks, and baseball season is almost upon us.
Yeah, it's just like over a month away now, which is crazy. It's come up out of nowhere, so we're getting excited.
And we are all excited, of course, to watch the Riverhawks once again down at RE/MAX Field. Can you give us a little insight into the excitement of the upcoming season here?
Yeah, we're super excited. So our home opener kicks off on June 3rd. With our Indigenous celebration game, which is exciting because we're actually partnering with Windspeaker Media and the Raven to broadcast that game in Cree. So that'll be really cool this year. But yeah, just in general, this is our fourth year of the Riverhawks. So the last few years, you know, we've been continually kind of beating that attendance record. And we're really humbled that fans keep coming out and having fun and enjoying our games. So for us, it's finding new ways on the field and off the field in the stands to kind of get people to keep coming back and enjoying some baseball. So yeah, it's an exciting time for sure.
Well, and we're very excited for the home opener. Of course, being a part of that broadcast is going to be amazing. And I know our audience and the Riverhawks audience in general is going to be looking forward to that home opener on June 3rd. So along with that, you touched on the home opener on June 3rd. What else can fans expect early on in the season? What kind of things or what kind of, you know, promotions are you looking at early?
Yeah,
in the year?
So we haven't released our promotional calendar yet. It'll be probably in the next couple of weeks, so I won't give too much away. But yeah, the Riverhawks are kind of known for our fan first, fun first philosophy. So we played 27 games in the summer, and each game has a unique theme night or event or promotion to go along with it, kind of to broaden the appeal of a baseball game to a wider audience. So yeah, in June, we've got a couple dance parties coming up, which will be fun. Every Friday is a Firework Friday show, so your ticket gets you into the free fireworks show after the game. We're bringing back a couple fan favorite promotions in June. So of course, our Indigenous celebration game, and then also Paws in the Park with Homes Alive Pets. So you guys can bring your dog or your cat to the game to watch at the stadium, which is a lot of fun.
Cats too, eh? Along with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we had a few cats last year, which is a fun twist. So animals are welcome, yeah.
That's awesome, yeah. Well, definitely looking forward to all of those. As you said, the Riverhawks are just known for a good, fun environment, which everybody knows, and really excited for this year. And I keep talking about excitement. How excited is just everybody for this year? You had mentioned you're setting attendance records year after year. I don't think you'll have an issue with that this year again. Just how exciting is this upcoming season?
It is exciting, yeah. And it's just, you know, year over year, more people kind of become aware of us. And it's just kind of growing the brand and also, yeah, just letting people know what we're about. Obviously, we're a baseball team, but we really put that fan first, fun first thing first. And just building community efforts as well is kind of the core of our organization. So nights like our Indigenous Celebration Night or a South Asian Heritage Night, for example, are really big things for us and a way to kind of build community around the game of baseball and broaden the appeal of the sport. So we're excited to kind of keep growing all of that.
And if people want to stay locked into all the Riverhawks updates, where can they kind of go on social media or websites? Can you give us all the details for
that? Yeah, for sure. So our website is gohawks.ca, so you can find all of our updates on, you know, roster announcements and stuff as we get closer to the season, as well as those theme nights, promotions, all that news. And then you can find us on social media at EDM Riverhawks. So yeah, keep your eyes out because the next month or so we'll get pretty busy announcing all the fun stuff we got going on.
Well, cannot wait for another fun season of Riverhawks baseball. Maddie, thank you so much for coming in and sharing a bit of insight into the upcoming season.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.